If how come here you chayif every single malacha separate chattis, and the ratio where you forgot today was Shabbos, you only chayif one chattis for the whole Shabbos, even though you did a lot of malachas on that Shabbos? So Rashi Maishna Rasha, the Shigig of Shabbos, where you forgot today was Shabbos, Rizod the Malachas. You talking new, you're not allowed to do Malachas. Just you forgot today was Shabbos. Loim Nechayev Elachat, the Lachar is Yoni Chayev 1, Lechol Shabbos, every Shabbos only one Chiev Chattis. The Sefer, in the last part of the Mishnah, says, the Zod and Shabbos, where you knew today was Shabbos. Just for Shigig of Malachas, you forgot that you're now out of plow on Shabbos, you can't be kotzer on Shabbos. There the Mishnah says, chayev akol molochum lochum. For every single moloch you do on Shabbos, you chayev a special chattis. So what's the chiddush between the two cases? So the Gemara, Omer of Safra, kan miyadiyah Shabbos uperish. If the first case, you forgot today was Shabbos. So when we tell you it's Shabbos, that's what stopped you from doing the molochum. So it's like one stopping. Shabbos who perish. V'kan miyadiyas malach who perish. In the second case, you knew today was Shabbos. Just you did not know, you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to be kotze, you can't cut off, you can't cook on Shabbos. So when we tell you you're not allowed to cook, you stop cooking. When we tell you you're not allowed to plow, you stop plowing. So there's a lot of things stopping you, that's why you chayv achatas for each one. V'ad gemar omolei Rav Nachman, how could you divide up the two between Shabbos and the malachis? Klum perish mi Shabbos elu mishum malachis. Like, even if you know today is Shabbos, you need two ingredients to ask you, like, from stop you from doing the malacha. You have to, first of all, know today is Shabbos, and then you have to know that on Shabbos is also to do the malacha. So you need both ideas in both cases. Kulum parash mi Shabbos elam mishum malacha. So when we tell you it's Shabbos, why do you stop doing the malacha? Because you know now on Shabbos you can't do this malacha. O kulum pirish mi malachas. When we tell you the malacha is also, why do you stop doing the malacha? Elam mishum Shabbos, because today is Shabbos. So that's not a difference whether we tell you today is Shabbos or the Malachas are also. In both cases, you need both ingredients to ask you. El Omri Ad Nachmon, the svar is like this. Korban dechayiv rachmon amai. What's the siba to mechayiv to bring a korban? How do you do the chet ashgoga? The shala, what do you reshoga? What did you forget? If you did a chet bishgoga that you forgot, it's also for the forgetting, that's what you have to bring the korban. So the question is, what did you forget? Hosom chodeshgoga. In the ratio, in the middle case of the Mishnah, what did you forget? We're talking about you knew the lamates malachas. You know on Shabbos you can't do the malachas. You're not a shogig about the malachas. Just you forgot today was Shabbos. So the shgoga was you forgot today is Shabbos. So it's called one shgoga, therefore you chayiv one chattis. Hocha tu v'shgoga seven. But in the safe for the Mishnah, even you know today was Shabbos. There's no shgoga about Shabbos. What is your shgoga? That you forgot you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos, you forgot you can't cook on Shabbos, you forgot you can't cut apples off the tree on Shabbos. So if every single malacha is a special shgoga, that's why you chayiv for every malacha a special chattis, because there are a few shgogas involved. So Rashi, kan medias malachos aparish, chiyamru le Shabbos ule parish donam miyodav, chiyamru le malacha chashuvi zu parish tukach, I mean, malachos yovi. The kash was named, klum pirish v'shabbos elam mishum, the chiyodiyu Shabbos u hikke shechoto, ala malachos u klum pirish v'malachos leimai, the yodiyas ha malachos elam mishum Shabbos, the chiyamru le malachos hein, hikke shechilu Shabbos, like it's a hainu hach. The reason why you stop doing malachos, because you mechalu Shabbos. Elma the chilek is between the shkogos, that the chiyav korban comes because of a shogeg. So what did you forget? In the ratio is one shkog you forgot today was Shabbos, and the sefer no, you knew today was Shabbos, so you forgot this malach was also, that's mechayiv your separate chattis for each one. So the more vayta, chilek malachis minolim. Right, the Mishnah says, chayiv akol malacha malacha. Hey, in the case where you know today is Shabbos, that you forgot the malachas are also, for every malacha you did, you chayiv a separate chattis. So like we had before, could come out, you chayiv mamish 39 chattis is pasma for one Shabbos. For the Gemara, chilek malachas minolim. How do we know this Yisrei Taka? That for every malacha you do, even though it's for one helim, one shgoga, you chayiv a separate chattis. How do we know each malacha is called a chilek malachas? Omer Shmuel says, Omer Kroh, the Postik says, Mechaleho Mois Yumos, like a double lotion. If you Mechale Shabbos, you get like Mois Yumos will kill you twice. Is a Torah Ripsa Mises Harbe, a Chilech. Torah says, for one Chil Shabbos, you chayv a few Mises. So the Gemara, I hide the Mesik, see, this Postik is talking about Mesik. We want to know by Chattis Beshevig. What do you bring me, Raya, for Mesik? So the Gemara, im einu inyan lemezid. This pasuk is extra, because by mezid itself, you don't need to say you're going to get two times misa. The pasuk says, kol oisa melacha yumos. Whoever does a melacha on Shabbos is a chiv misa. You get misa b'day adam. What does the pasuk mean? You must kill you twice. It's not shat kill somebody twice. Once you have a chiv misa once, that's it. So what is the term marba? There's two misas here. It's nu inyan l'shegi. The pasuk means to be marba more if you do the chet and Shabbos b'shegi. That means you forgot you're not allowed to be chorosh. You forgot you can't be kotzer. You forgot the melachis. You chayiv a special chatis for each melachim. What is like mice yumas mean? What do you mean we'll kill you twice? Yumas the moment. I mean we'll take away a lot of money from you. You'll have to spend the money to buy the kabanis. So that's how you know chilik melachis. So drashi chilik melachis, shegufei melachis, mitzchalkin v'chatois, that each melachis is mechal to be mechayiv you for another chatis. V'yafo pi shevel mechad. Even though it's like one forgetting. You didn't realize in between you did a chet. It's one forgetting. It's one Shabbos, one forgetting that you're doing melachas on the Shabbos. Still, for every melacha you do, you have a special chadis. Pasuk says, "Mois yumas mashma misas harbi." The moment lapusha kabonis. So to kill you a few times is not shaykh. So the pasuk means im enyan lemezid. It means for shaygig that if you do the melachas with shaygig, you have a special chadis for each one. And will kill you means by bringing in a lot, spending your money on kabonis. As I learned Shmuel. Shred Gemara Akash and Shmuel the tapik lechilik melachas mehecha the nafkul le Reb Nosson. Why does Shmuel need a new pasuk to dash in his pasuk mechalei amos yumos? Why doesn't Shmuel learn out the same pasuk that Reb Nosson learns out from? The Tanya learned in a brisa. Reb Nosson the pasuk says loisavaru eish bechol mosh vaseichem b'yom Shabbos. You can't burn or make a fire on Shabbos. A new lav. His matam leima. The kashrut is why the Torah have to say it for. Lechura, this is one of the lamates melachis. So pshit, you're not allowed to make fire. You can't burn on Shabbos. Why did the Torah have to say special this melacha? So the Gemara, matam leima. The fish and them, the pasuk says before, vayakel Moshe is called as bnei Yisrael. Moshe brought together the ganz klai Yisrael, and he said, Eila hadvarim. These are the things that's also to do on Shabbos. Sheishes yom tasa melacha. 6 days do melacha. B'yom ha'shvi, you can't do melacha. We dashin. Devorim means two. Hadavorim, it says next to hey, that's like three. And the pasuk says, Eila hadavorim. Eila is 36. So 36 and 3 is 39. We dash in Eila hadavorim is Eilu shloishim v'teishim melachas. These are the 39 melachas. Shenemru l'moshe b'sinai, that was said to Moshe b'sinai. So we dash in Reb Nosson. So the pasuk says, Claude, there are 39 melachas you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Yochol osan kulam belamechon. Ein achayev elachas. I would think of somebody on one Shabbos does all the 39 malachas belamechon. Means he forgot he can't do these malachas. He didn't realize in between he can't do these malachas. And he did them all with one helim. As I would think at the end, he's only chayev one chates elachas. Tamuloyma, there's one posse that says, Ba'achorish uvakotze tishpois. That the posse Pasha is talking about on Shabbos, that on Shabbos you should rest. From a mitzvah's essay, not to make harisha, do not plow, and not to make a ksira. Here's why the Torah have to say these two things special. Elamata tell me if you do these two things on Shabbos, you have a special chatas for these two. So, here I see chiluk melachas. So, the Gemara name, v'adayin ani yom, I will still tell you al harisha v'al ksira chayiv shtayim. Maybe only for these two melachas, if you do them on Shabbos, you chayiv two chatois. V'yakulam v'ena chayiv alachas. Mashen came the rest of the 37 malachis. If you do all the rest of them in one hell, it means you don't realize in between you did a chet. Maybe you only chayiv one chatas for the rest of them. It's maybe only these two, like Rashi was soon said, like Shnei Ksuvim, Haboin Kiecha, maybe just these two, for Harish and for Ktsira, you chayiv separate malachis, but for separate chatois. But for the rest of the malachis, maybe you only chayiv one chatas. Talmud Leimo, therefore of Nosan Dashkin, the Pasuk says, Loisavaru Eish. That's what the Torah had a chazer open and said extra time, Loisavaru Eish, don't burn, don't make fire on Shabbos. While Havorah Bechal Hoysa, Havorah, this Moloch of Havorah making fire, is Bechal of Lamates Molochis. V'loma Yotzis, how come the Torah took out this Moloch especially and set it by itself? Is Lahake Sheleo, to be makish all the other 38 Molochis to it. V'lay malochet. Ma havara. Just like by burning fire on Shabbos. Shiyav malochet. One of the obvious malochets. V'chayav malochet from the atzmo. Since the Torah put it separately, if you do it on Shabbos, yizichachayiv a malocha for achatis, for doing it itself, it's a limud av kol, all the other 38 malochas. Av kol, shu av malocha, anything that's not malocha, yizalocha chayiv a malocha b'fnei atzma. Yichayiv by itself, if you do it by itself, yichayiv achatis for itself. So the Zoi, that's Reb Nosson's posik. Lo yisavar veish b'chol moshav seichem. The Torah puts it out separately to teach us this yichsaid that there's a din of chilek malachas by Shabbos. For every malach you do on Shabbos, yichayiv a separate malchatis. So the kasha on Shmuel, why didn't Shmuel also learn like Reb Nosson? Now the Gemara, Shmuel savolok Rebbe Yosi. It's not shver. Shmuel holds like Reb Yosi. Attack a din zachan Reb Nosson. And the kasha is why did the Torah say separately lo yisavar veish b'chol moshav seichem? So Rabbi Yosi Yomar, the Yomar Havor Lav Yotis. The reason why the Torah said it separately to teach us that even though it's one of the obvious malachis, for this malach, if you do it on Shabbos, you're not chayiv misa. It's only a lav bialma. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Havor Lav Yotis. The Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says the reason why the Torah said this malach of Havor separately to teach us leisavar leish is only a lav and no misa involved. Reb Nosson Noinela Chalik Yotis. Reb Nosson says no. The reason why the Torah said Leisavar Leish is to tell us this Yisayin Lechalik Yotis. That all the Melochis, if you do them on Shabbos, Yechayiv a separate Chatis for each one of them. Here, let's see Rashi. Rashi Matam Leim Beloi Kvar Nem Leis Sasa Kol Melochim. The Torah already said you can't do the Melochis and Svaro Eish, making the fire is one of the Lamatas Melochis. Devorim Zot Rashi is Mash Matrei. Hey, it says Hadvorim L'Rabbi Yitzchad to Moisiv another one. Harei Shleishi, you have three. Eile, it says Eile Hadvorim, Eile B'Gematri Lamedvov. It's 36, so 36 and 3, Harei Lamedes. Talmud Loima B'Chorish Shulakotzi Tishbois, Kloima. B'Lav Loisavaru, even without the extra possible Loisavaru Eish, Hevel on the Mele Tzuchu, we should learn out Chilik Melochis. Mehai, from this Pesach, Im Loish Yesh Loshi, but not that fact you could ask the Kash and you can't learn out. But we have to understand, why can't we? Like first the Pesach says, B'chorish u'b'kotze tishbos. You should rest on Shabbos, don't do charisha, don't do ksirim. There's the question, why does the Torah have to say these two malachis is b'chad alamates? So the Gemara name, but I can't learn out from these two. V'adzak rashi v'adayin, ani yoyime achorish b'kotze chayv shtayim. Imos and belamechli, v'did these two malachis like a chayv tuchatois. Why? The Torah took it out of the Poshita Eilat Vorm, the Poshita Lamates Melochis, and said it separately, these two Melochis, Lechalkon Lishtayin, to tell me for these two Melochis, for Charish and Ksira, you get two separate Chatois. Umashma Azorah Lekotzi Liatzma, V'Yazor Lechorosh Liatzma. Liatzma is a special Azorah for each one of the two. Did the Kasha learn out from these two to all over? I say no. The Yakula Machas, maybe only these two have a chiyav, a special chiyav chatis. But the other 37 malachis, you only chayiv one, even though you do all of them. What's the svar? Why? So Drashi, the Bechod Malacha Kailinu, the Chad Lav, all the other malachas are Bechlau, one Lav. Over Dover, Shoye Bechlau, the Yotzim, and a Chlau, Lulmud, the Lumud, the Danile. I, let's say, if a kid, Harish and Ktiris, coming out of the cloud to teach us that the whole cloud also has the same din, that for every malach is a separate chatis, to ever lay cloud malach to say, no, you can't say that here. Because before the Lamed test malach is Abachal Leisa saying, or Porat the essay, here the Torah says, Bakorish, Bakorish, Bakot, Tishbois, Mash Malosh and Isser Asay, V'yendon and Leisa the Chal Prat, you can't be done as a Chal Prat. Inam, another pshat Rashi, why he learned out from these two obvious to all over. Have chorish b'kotze shnei ksuvim bo'in k'yechad. It lies like two ksuvim. Like, why the Torah have to say these two malachas? Let it just say one malach. Let it just say charisha. That yechai v'chatis. And I will know, just like this yechai v'chatis, who are then all the other lamates malachas yechai v'special chatis? Why the Torah have to say charisha and ksiru for these two? So it lies like shnei ksuvim bo'in k'yechad. Then the klal is, v'yein malamdim. He can't learn out from there. The Torah just should have said one and not two. The fact that the Torah says both of them, so it say only these two is chilek malachis. But the other 37 malachis, if you do them all together on one Shabbos, you only chayiv one chatis. How do I know chilek malachis? Land Ram Nosson from the Pesach Talmud Loima Leisavaru. From Leisavaru Eish. From here I learn out the Dava Hashoyi B'Klal, V'Yotzim in a Klal, Lilmoid. So Rashi now v'chotzer v'chorish v'chotzer. What do I need it for? Once I know chilik melachis from loisavar eish, so mele all the melachis have a chilik, a special chatis. What do I have to say separately charish and k'tzira for? So Rashi in the climate l'dash l'drash achrina. We dash in other drashes from this pasuk now. Ikra mekiva darash kai v'alma linyan tais v'shvius. He learns out the pasuk of Lavdav talking about Shabbos. Talking about Shavuos and the Zechi of Tosfos even before Shavuos, he created Yishmol in Shabbos that Ma Chorish Rishus. The Torah only asks for the Chorisha of Rishus. Aktir Rishus Lumud Aktir Oimer. The Chiddush is that when you want to bring the Oimer, if it comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut down the Tzvua to bring the Korban Oimer even on Shabbos. Shadrich Shabbos. But I call upon him the limit is according to Reb Nosson from Loisavar Weish. Why did the Torah have to say separately this laugh? Is Bechal Hoysa. This is one of the Lamates Melachas. Was the Chal all the Lamates Melachas? Is now that it comes out of the Klal, is Lachashalez. It's Rashi, Kol Sham Melachas, to teach us to all other Melachas. She Nichlo Imo, that Makli was in the Klal. The Klal, She Zu Midim Atar, this is one of the Lamates, this is one of the Yugimu Midas. That Kol Dover Shoye, the Klal, something was first in the Klal, there was Lamates Melachas. The Yotzim Naklal, this Melacha of Loisavar Eish went out of the Klal, Lilmoid. To teach us a chiddush, that for in itself you get a chatas, a separate chatas. Is learned lilma the latzma yotza didn't only go to teach itself. That for in itself you get chatas. No, it comes to teach us on the whole cloud. That for all the lama tes melachas, every single melach has a special chiyuv chatas for itself. So as I learned Reb Nosson. So the kasha is, why doesn't Shmuel also learn like Reb Nosson? The Teretz is, Shmuel dashes this posuk lines to lay sabar weish, like Reb Yosi does. The what to love. Shein chayov v'molei chorus that for this malacha yinat is not chiyuv chorus uskila kishra malacha zela mashram abo. It's only a laugh. Does land Reb Yosi. So it's good why Shmuel does not like Reb Nosson because Shmuel holds that this pshan the apostle is like Savar Weish is like Reb Yosi. Therefore Shmuel needs his own pasuk to teach us of Machaleh Mois Yumos that there's a chiluk malacha is by Shabbos. For every malacha you do, you chayiv a separate chatas. So the Gemara Vayitid Shver, there's another limud, a third limud, how we know chilek melachos. For at the Gemara Vatepik le lechalek melachos vehechad anafle le Reb Yosi is a trick Shver and Shmuel. Why doesn't Shmuel learn out chilek melachos from Reb Yosi's pasuk? Why does Shmuel need a new pasuk on mechalei amos yumos? Why doesn't he learn out like Reb Yosi learns out? Where's Reb Yosi's drasha? The Tanya, Reb Yosi Yomer. The pasuk says veoso meachas mehena. If you do one of the chatoim, you have to bring a chatas. So Trashi, achas mehena, achas hevla lemichtav. Real the Torah just should have said the word before. Rashi, v'osa meyachas mehena oimel inyan chatas. The apostle is talking about do a chet, you have to bring a chatas. Hevla lemichtav v'osa achas. The apostle just should have said v'osa achas, you do one of the chatoim. Felishti, that's all. Is isolei sham mem de meyachas. So the apostle says v'osa meyachas. So the mem is extra. V'chol teiva mehena l'drosha. And the Tosafot pasuk says, v'yoso meyachas mehena. Hey, the word mehena is extra. And in mehena, there are two droshas. The Torah could have just said hena, and it says mehena. So it's two extra. So the kids, see, have like three extra words here to make three droshas. The Torah could have just said, v'yoso achas. And the Torah says, meyachas, an extra mem. And it says the word hena, second. And it says mehena, an extra mem. So there are three types of drushes here. So drashi v'dorish hochi, midashim from these drushes like this. That as the word achas and hena, pomim shakol maisa v'roisav choshvachas, sometimes even though you do a lot of malachas together, you only chayiv one chatis, or pomim shukori hena loshin mavim. And sometime though, even though you did like on one Shabbos a lot of malachas, you chayiv separately for each one. Like we'll soon see how he dashins. From here he knows chilik malachas. Zot Gemara, he dashins pomim shechayov machas hakulam. Sometimes even though you do a lot of malachas, you only chayiv one chatis. And that's the case of shigiga Shabbos. If you forgot today was Shabbos, you know you can't do malachas, but just you forgot today was Shabbos. So even though you did a lot of malachas, that the Mishnah says you only chayiv one chatis. Because the shogig, what did you forget? You forgot today was Shabbos. That's called one shogig. Upam zot Reb Yosi shechayov makol achas biachas. But sometimes, if you know Terei Shabbos, just you forgot, you are shogeg, you don't know Chamisha Zosa, you don't know Ksira Zosa, you don't know Tchina Zosa. So Lachar is, you chayiv a separate chatos for each one of them. That's the achat and heda, that sometimes you chayiv special chatos for each one separately. So this is how Rabbi Yosi learns out Chilek Malachas. So Rashi, Yom Rabbi Yosi Rechanina, my time with Rabbi Yosi, Kloyim, my Dorish Be'edakati, Mem de Mehena, Mem de Meyachas, Lamayosa. Like the so they said three extra drushes here. So what does it do from the word mem mem? Yeah. And this bite. So tomorrow, yeah. Omer Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. My time with Rav Yosi. So far we only answer what does it do with the word achas and heina. Like the Torah said an extra word heina. So we dash that sometimes for one yichayiv heina a lot of chatois. But now the Torah says extra also mem meyachas is extra and the mem mehena is extra. What to do with these two extra mems is achas he learns out meyachas and heina mehena. What does that mean? Achas shiyena, heina shiyachas. That's one type of drush. That's what we just had. That sometimes for one you chayiv a lot of chatois and sometimes for a lot of melachas you only chayiv one chatos. That was the chiluk whether it's if you forget today was Shabbos you only chayiv one chatos or no you know today was Shabbos. You forgot the melachis, you chayiv a lot of melachis. That's the achas and heina. That's from the extra word heina. Now, what do you do with the mem? So tomorrow, achas is shimon. Without the word meyachas, machas, I would think you only chayiv if you have kavana to write the word shimon, and you go and write the whole word shimon, then you chayiv. Now that the Torah says the mem meyachas, that's a ribuy shein me shimon. It's even though you have kavana to write the whole shimon, and you sat down on Shabbos and you wrote a